Hey, Mike.
Hello.
How you doing?
Yeah, good.
Where are you working now, Mike?
Am I working? I'm sort of like an independent, like Trotters of Peckham.
How are you? You well, though?
I'm very well. Yeah, I'm good.
So Mike is my old partner from the early 90s, horrifically. That sounds so long ago now. And now working freelance. If somebody needs some work from you now, where could they go to find out what you've done and your website address?
Well, the website is mikemckennaoneword.co.uk.
What have you learnt about yourself since you've not been allowed out for the last 3 months? Anything?
Gosh, well, I do think I like being with people. I really feel that I've missed the thing of just, you know, going in a building and meeting people, not just the creative people or the sort of people that you do business with, but everyone around it, you know, and the social aspect. I think there's a lot of that.
Yeah. Is that news to you, though? I wouldn't have had you down as an introvert.
No.
It's one of the most social people I've come across.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose it's that. I mean, I've learned about myself. I'm no good at cooking. I've discovered that. The secret of the chickpea is lost to me. I don't know how to cook at all. I've tried. I thought I would improve my culinary skill sets, but that's not really happened now.
Have you attempted sourdough or anything?
Sourdough.
No. You just ruined question 7 for Dave.
The sourdough question.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Well, you're obviously from Bermondsey. That's awash with sourdough, isn't it?
Well, it is now. It is now. There's all sorts of. Well, again, that is a. There was a bakery in Bermondsey Street, which is since gone. That if you banged on the door at about 4 in the morning, they give you a bag of free loaves of bread, French bread, and that.
So, is there anything you would recommend? Obviously, everyone's getting slightly less stuck at home than they were, but you'd recommend someone to watch?
I have to say that I didn't see the earlier versions of the trip.
Right.
I don't know why. And then I saw the trip to Greece, and I thought it was amazing.
Very good, that. Yeah.
Because you get your travel, and beautiful travel shots and that, plus food. I mean, you get your food as well. So it covers two bases. It's
yeah.
You know what? I didn't think they were going to work together. Just having I know Rob quite well, having worked with him for donkey's years, and a couple of times Steve. I thought that one was a little bit bigger than the other, and I thought it was going to be a bit weird, but they do seem to get on really well, and they do seem to work quite well together.
Yeah,
it doesn't sort of come across like that, does it?
No, I think a lot of it is you can see he's waiting for a break in the conversation to mention his 7 BAFTAs or to talk about working with some of the great directors he's worked with. But it feels like they very off the cuff to me, and I'm sure that. That they have worked tirelessly with the director Winterbottom to get it right.
I asked someone yesterday whether they've spotted any ecological positive signs, and they said no, we haven't got any grass or trees around here. So, but is there anything? Bermondsey's obviously quite central. Have you noticed anything different?
Well, I've been doing a lot of sort of, I wouldn't call it running like you and I used to do, Dave. Not in that the way we used to zoom around the West End, but I go out for my sort of runny, sort of trudgy runs and jogs, and I've seen a lot more creatures, and weirdly I've seen a lot it's so bizarre, I've seen animals attacking animals. I don't know why this is. I've been in these parks, and the other day I saw a some sort of crow killing some other bird, and I thought that was quite unnecessary. But other than that, yeah, I think there's the trouble is everyone's in the parks, aren't they, you know?
Yeah.
So, but I've been trying to go early in the morning, and there do seem to be more—I don't know what you call creatures, beasts. About.
It's funny you said that, Mike. Yesterday or the day before, we had someone on, and they'd seen two different animals fighting each other. Can you remember that?
God, I can't remember. No, I remember a guy saying he's in a bit of a battle with a squirrel, but
it was exactly the same thing that Mike has just described. That someone
really
on the street.
There's more territorial wars as they all sort of drift out from the bushes.
The thing is, wildlife crime has dropped, so now all the animals are taken to the streets for their turf wars. Are you a mask wearer? Because I can't see people in Birmingham.
I don't wear a mask when I'm at home doing that. I perhaps should do. I try and keep away from oncoming traffic, but
What's the mask wearing like in Bermondsey?
Bermondsey, yeah, everyone's adopting that. And the right sort of masks, Parv, if I get your drift. Yeah, they're all wearing hygienic purpose masks. But
outside of London, it's definitely much less. You know, we spoke to a few people in Brighton and they barely say anyone's got a mask on. If you could open up one thing, the Premiership or pubs, what would you pick? The Premiership's irrelevant to you. You're sort of... What are you, Ishmian, whatever Millwall in there?
This is where you're going wrong, Dave. This is where you're doing the whole thing wrong, right?
We'd have asked people the Ishmian League, or what league are Millwall in?
We're in the Championship.
Yeah, I never know what those lower leagues are called.
Well, so, yeah, the Championship, which I think, you know...
Football. Let's call it football.
Football. But the Championship, funny enough, they're talking about opening it up.
Yeah.
Restarting it. I think there's a discussion on the 8th of June, and I think they will decide to carry on. They'll get the games played, but I would probably still say I'd go for pubs.
Would you?
Yeah, go for pubs, I think.
Okay. What's better about life now than before at the moment?
I think the attitude of people towards one another seems to be. They seem a lot more friendlier and open, engaging. And I don't know, will that last? I don't know. Be nice to think it would.
Yeah. It's been a lot more sociable, a lot more dealing with neighbours and things.
Well, one of the only few people to have found a positive out of it, I might.
So when was the last time you didn't wear an elasticated waist?
That was a question that's been playing on my mind for some time. It's weird because I had never encountered the term loungewear.
Right.
It was lost on me. You look through any 1980s Grattan's catalogue, you won't see loungewear. Yeah. But it seems to be big now. But,
have you invested in any loungewear?
Well, I still wear shorts, as in football shorts and shorts, things like that. Have I invested? I have, but they are purely for the lounge.
Yeah.
And they'll never be seen outside the lounge. And I think that's important, you know.
So you keep getting changed from room to room to be strict with yourself.
Well, what about you, Dave? What do you do? Come on, let's settle past. Are you in loungewear now?
I'm in loungewear now, yeah. And I could wear it in any room. I'm not quite as strict as you. I could drift from room to room.
But,
I could wear loungewear in the kitchen, for example, and I don't get hung up on...
But do you pair it with other items?
I mix and match it. I'm very loose with the way I roll with it.
Yes, I get you. What about you, Parv? Do you have like...
I put on a pair of jeans about 2 weeks ago. I hadn't put on a pair of jeans for a couple of months. And because all I've done is wore shorts. So I put a pair of jeans on, a belt, and it was the strangest feeling.
You can, yeah.
And I walked downstairs and my kids looked at me and went, where are you going?
Where's your Elmer Fudd hat? What's going on, Dad?
Where are you going? I went,
I'm going to clap the NHS.
You know what's really funny is that before this happened, you would put on a pair of jeans because the thing is you'd pop out or you wouldn't just dress to be stuck inside. So you'd always, you'd get up in the morning, you'd stick a pair of jeans on, stick a t-shirt on, you think at some point I'm going to be popping out, going to the shop, or someone will call me, there'll be a reason to go out. So you won't be in shorts the whole time. Obviously the weather has helped you be in shorts all day. So the bizarre thing of coming downstairs with a pair of jeans and a belt on for the first time.
Seems so formal now.
It felt really, really formal.
So have you seen an ad that you've liked or hated in this period?
I think, you've had lots of replies like this about heads in boxes. It's done, please. And there's a lot of things that feel the same. There's a lot of replication. There's not many ads, I can honestly say, that have I thought that's really different. I like that. There was there was an ad that for Women's Aid for about domestic abuse is inside now. I thought that was good. Yeah. I did like, and I'm not just saying that because you're here, Dave, but I did like the Pluto stuff. That
was excellent, wasn't it?
That was excellent. I mean, you've been walking it around town, knocking on people's doors, asking them to look at it, haven't you? But I did like that. I do think PATH, something you did, the in and out lung thing or whatever, breathing thing, NHS thing.
Yeah.
I think you could. That's probably more relevant now because people have forgotten.
Yeah. That's a good point, actually.
You could probably run that now. And
it's interesting because I think that wouldn't have been made if, I mean, aside from the message, but because there were so many restrictions on creating it, I don't think Nick would have done something so simple if there were no restrictions. Do you know what I mean? And it's better for it. It's just so sparse.
Funny thing with that was, David, is that when I spoke to Nick, Nick had about two or three different ideas, not anything that were even similar to that one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, there were a couple of other things, and he was just thinking out aloud to me, and he'd on the phone to me, he said, "Oh, and then there's this," and it could have been anything, could have been a poster or something else that he was thinking about. Yeah. Was a completely aside to that, and then he was thinking about all those things, and then he said about this one, so we pushed along and did that one, and then almost the ones that were a little bit more complicated fell to the wayside a little bit.
Yeah, that's interesting. Well, hopefully it might lead to people having had to rethink about things and to try and get over the difficulties. It might mean that people think a bit more from a blank screen and what do we fill it with, rather than it feels like everything is we've got a bunch of actors in a location, what are they saying or doing, you know, rather than something like that, which stood out because it was odd, you know, it's different.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Brilliant. All right. Cheers, Mike. Thanks for that. That was great.
Okay, Dave.
All right.
I'll see you. Take care.
Thank you. Bye. Cheers, Mike.
Bye. Bye.